Okay, here with Ashley Askin from Georgia Tech Volleyball. Had two matches this past weekend. First match, you beat Notre Dame 3-1. You had career high 27 digs and 13 kills. Going into that matchup, did you feel that you could have a good performance just looking at the opponent overall?
Yeah, I felt good in our practice and in our serve and pass. So, I had some good confidence going in, but I don't know. I didn't even realize I had those while I was playing. I was just worried about, let's get the next point, let's go. So,
you think that was one of the better performances just overall for the team this year as well?
Yeah, I mean, we played good volleyball, but I wouldn't say that was, our best game. I don't know. I feel like Auburn was a good game. I think we played well the first two sets against Louisville, but yeah.
Yeah, and then you had the later that week or weekend, you played at Louisville. The Yellow Jackets dropped the contest, but it was in your hometown of Louisville. Was this your first time playing in Louisville, or did you play there? You played there last year, I think, right?
We did play there last year, but yeah. I didn't play.
Okay.
I think I got in one play last year, but it wasn't I got to show off for everyone. So this was really cool this year to have a bigger role and, get to show everyone what I've been working on.
Yeah, just take me through that day and your just experience with Louisville, and I'm pretty sure you were recruited by them. I'm sure you were familiar just with the staff and going to the games as a younger student, but just discuss that day overall.
It started from Saturday morning. Just waking up, I was all right, we're playing Louisville tomorrow. And then Sunday morning, I was yes, we're playing them today. The whole weekend, I just kept thinking about that. And like you said, I'm good friends with a lot of the girls on the team, the staff. Those were my old Kiva coaches. When I go home, sometimes I go and babysit Ann Cortis's kids. And I used to play, with Maya and Katie George. So that was a huge thing. And I knew half the crowd.
Sure.
So it was I wanted to show off. I wanted to show everyone Georgia Tech volleyball is awesome. Me and Lyndon are here to play, and we're here to show our hometown what Georgia Tech is about.
Do you feel like sometimes you may put too much pressure on yourself, you try too hard, and just not approach it like another conference match?
Yeah, but I try to convert that into instead of being nervous and there's a lot of pressure, just being I'm excited. This is going to be a good game. I'm going to try to convert it into something that I can use in a positive way.
Yeah, you have two more matches this coming week at home against Florida State and Miami. Just what's the team trying to accomplish with these two matches as you go into the off season?
Basically, just give it our all. These are our last two games. I think this is in our favor because, they're ranked higher. We're not supposed to win, but that just gives us even more incentive. We have nothing to lose. We can go all out and swing as hard as we can and, just try to just go crazy and play as hard as we can. No one's expecting us to win, so if we can come out and just do it, that'll be amazing. And that's a great way to end the season because we have nothing to lose. Florida State, Miami, they have everything to lose. It's in our favor, so.
Right, and just overall, have you seen improvements just in the program this season, under coach? And just you won more matches than last season, so you got more victories. But just what are the improvements that you've seen in the program?
I'd say our serve and pass is pretty consistent. Our blocking's gotten a lot better. Overall, I think our ball control, and we have basically the same team as last year, minus Courtney Falinski, but all of our core players are back, and next year everyone's back again. So I think just the improvements, you're going to see, we're probably going to be, a top contender next year if we continue to train at the level we do, come in every day at the level we do, and continue to get better into next season.
Right, and lastly, as we talked about earlier, when we were covering a women's basketball contest, we saw you and your teammate, Sydney Wilson, yes, on the big screen.
Yeah.
Do you attend a lot of other athletic events here at Georgia Tech? And just how important is that to your experience, just experiencing the other sports here at the school?
Yeah, basically, all my friends are on all the other teams, so I always try to go to, baseball, football, basketball, tennis. They all come and support us, so I want to go out and support them, and I get to see them, every day in the dining hall, every day in the training room, and it's cool for me to be able to go out there and see what they do and what they're training every day to do, because I don't get to see that. So,
any particular teams or set of players that you really support, or that you try to support a lot?
I'd say football and basketball, just because I've gotten a lot closer with them this year. In tennis, I don't think I missed the tennis game last year either. So, yeah, those are my main group of friends.